2 days later, an army order came from General Headquarters to the effect that men found fraternizing with the enemy would be court-martialed and, if found guilty, would suffer the death penalty. And again, in this place, the very light soared over No Man's Land at night, and bullets cut showers of splinters from the trees, and sometimes human flesh and bone. So hope sank into the mud again, but did not die, despite a withering anew as each poor human unit fell in the machine gun death blast and colossal reverberating rending of the shells of those 4 years. The years whose truth seems to be incommunicable.
Those orders worked, and this isn't something armies do anymore. The commanders know that a soldier who sees their enemies as real people, with hopes, dreams, and families, is not an effective soldier. But people have continued to take brave steps toward a better world.